You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Here to review another app for AppleViz. This is the second time I've been on AppleViz, and today I'm going to review an app called Kodi. Kodi is a cross-platform media center, similar to Windows Media Center on Windows, except with a lot more features. It's got add-ons, it's got, I think it's got a lot more video formats than Apple will allow. So you can put in a DVD in your optical drive if you have one. I am totally using Kodi for the add-ons. The add-ons are quite numerous. You can get a number of add-ons, including a screen reader, that will make Kodi's interface talk. Overall, it's a pretty good joy to use. I will demonstrate a couple of add-ons I have. I will demonstrate Twit. I will demonstrate YouTube. I will demonstrate the add-ons manager. And I will demonstrate how to install the screen reader if you're on a Mac, because there is no installer currently for it. So I'm going to Alt-Tab to my Finder and
Finder.
Open up Kodi. And we will hear Kodi talk.
Audio hijack.app application. KODI.app. Open. Kodi. Kodi Entertainment Center. Window. Kodi Entertainment Center.
Okay, so now we hear my system, but it does use your system voice. There's nothing you can do about that. The developer of the screen reader says that he does eventually want to make a backend for VoiceOver, but for now, it's a system voice, and I don't mind that, considering what you get. So I'm going to browse this menu here. We're at the home screen, so I'm going to down arrow.
Five items.
There's five Music. Items here, and they all go in left to right, and...
Programs.
It's
music.
First starts out with music.
Programs.
System.
Pictures.
Videos.
Music.
And back to music again. So, first I'm going to go into music, let's say.
Window.
And
music files.
Add-ons.
For iMusic.
Now, of course, because this app is a media center, you can, you know, still play and browse your local folder structure on your computer, as you know, so you can, you know, play, you know, whatever media you have. But I really don't use that. I mean, I have iTunes for that. I have VLC for that. I have MPlayRex for that. So I have like three different players for it, and I'm not a really big Windows Media Player kind of guy on Windows, and that's kind of what this is aiming for, like, you know, just all your media all in one place, no matter what it is, videos, music, whatever. But I go for the add-ons, so I'm going to go to the...
Music add-ons. Music.
Let's see, music.
Add music. Music playlists.
Music playlists, that's all for local stuff.
Music add-ons.
And music add-ons. I'm going to go into music add-ons.
Parent directory.
And we have quite a bit of stuff here. Now I have the add-on repositories are numerous that you can get for Kodi, and these repositories give external approval basically to where Kodi doesn't approve add-ons, like the Super Repo is the super big list add-on kind of thing, and I downloaded it and I installed it in here. So there's going to be more add-ons than the default Kodi repository. Though the default Kodi repository does have quite a number of add-ons, this just extends the add-on functionality quite a bit. And even the screen reader has a repository, which I will link to in the AppleViz app directory in other comments. I'll put a link to it and then show you where it to, or you know, where to put the folders that you get out of the extracted zip file. So anyway, we're in the music add-ons, and we are now in the area where the add-ons that I've previously installed are all here. The add-ons that I currently have installed as of right now on this Mac. So we have...
Books should be free.
Books should be free. I haven't checked it out. I'm assuming it's public domain audiobooks and such.
Broadcastify.
Broadcastify, not too sure what that is either. I think it's like hub for radio stations and or you can also broadcast with it as well, but I'm not sure about the technical aspects of that.
Freak FM Live.
Freak FM Live is a dance rave station in the UK.
iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio is, you know, iHeartRadio with, you know, the terrestrial stations, you know, that Clear Channel owns, or that, well, that the iHeart owns now. I have an account, but I don't really, you know, I haven't linked it up, I haven't set it up, so I don't really feel like demonstrating it.
MP3 Streams.
MP3 Streams.
MP3 Tales.
And MP3 Tales.
Music Party Mode.
Music Party Mode, I think is another dance stream.
Radio Disney.
But here's someone I'll demonstrate that because I know it works. Radio Disney. I'm going to press enter on this.
WinX.
And there, this menu, there's an X for exit. There's stop.
Stop.
And then if I down arrow to that, and this menu's in a grid. It's some kind of a grid thing. It's not like just up, you know, vertical. It's also horizontal. So if I go left.
MP3 Android.
MP3. And they recommend that, you know, for the Android listeners.
MP4 PC.
And they recommend the PC, the M4,
MP4 PC.
MP4 stream for PC users. So I'm going to press enter, and we should hear something.
I'm just going to connect your phone with the Bluetooth in the car and open the Radio Disney app.
Wow, that's really cool. Can I...
Paused. Current.
And, you know,
title. R5. Let's
that.
Not be alone. RD version.
Okay, and it has the screen reader said the title and such. So that's the media player. We can't really fast forward live content and rewind live content and stuff. So I'm going to let's see. I'm going to press space again just to play it, just to give you an idea.
Down just a little bit.
Your music, your way. Anytime, anywhere. Radio Disney.
Told ya.
We're back. Radio Disney.
Paused. Current.
And, okay,
title.
So,
reeling. For a boy.
And, of course, you know, the songs are changing, but I guess we're on a delay, you know, due to me pausing, so it's... that's unfortunate, but we'll hit escape.
Window, Radio Disney.
And...
Are you... No.
Yes. I want to exit. And there's no way to really repeat dialogue, and I just accidentally pressed the red arrow to stop that screen reader from saying, do you want to exit?
And window, 16
so
items.
So I backed
Radio
out of
Disney.
That.
Window, 5 items.
And...
Music.
I'm going to go to...
Programs, System, Pictures, Videos.
Video add-ons.
Window, 3 item, Playlist, Video add-ons. 4 item, Parent Directory, Twit.
I have the Twit. I have This Week in Tech Network on here. Even though that's everywhere, it's also on here because you can hook up this Kodi Center to your TV. So if you want to see on the big screen, that's why they have...
YouTube.
YouTube
and, get more.
And I can get more add-ons. Let's just go maybe
YouTube.
To YouTube just so I can show you, you know, what how that add-on works.
Window YouTube. No. Yes.
And of course it, you know, you sometimes it doesn't read dialogue, sometimes it does. Again, it's the screen reader. I'm going to hit I think it's asking me if I want to, like, exit the media player, I guess, if the media player's in the background. I'm going to hit yes.
Window. Select dialogue. 3 item. List. Big list. Thumbnail. Big list. Thumbnail. Big list.
So it's asking me, you know, what I'm just going to select this. I don't want a list of too many videos. So,
window. 5 items. List. Big list. Thumbnail. Media info. Media info. List.
And why is it? Let's see, I want to go
window,
to YouTube.
Window, backspace, done. Control, get label, 4 index, 1.
And I think it, I thought it didn't require me to log in, but I guess it is requiring me to log in.
Window,
I'm not
adjust.
Bother doing that.
Window, 5 items. Parent directory. View, list. filter, five iPad view, list.
And I don't like, sometimes in these menus, you can go off to this other menu, and it's sometimes hard to get back. And when you do get back, it'll
five
say,
I view, list, view, five I parent directory.
Back in the,
sign in.
So yeah, sign in.
Popular right now.
Okay, popular right now. Okay, so we're out of that area where made you
sign in. Popular right now.
Ordinarily, I would be signed in, but I haven't set that up yet. So popular right now.
Let's window, see. Five items. Window, 50 items. Parent directory. Orange is the New Black. Series trailer. Jean-Claude Van Damme. Last week tonight with John Oliver.
Just paid fam.
Last
now.
Kiss for Howard Stern and David Letterman. WTF. Rand Paul Londonderry Town Hall. Looking for Adam. Jetman Dubai. The Voice 2015. Sawyer Fredericks. Semi-finals. For what it's worth.
Okay, so I mean this isn't like a bad video. I'll just show you that yes, and it does indeed play. And we got that. Pretty self-explanatory. It's pretty nice. You don't have to go to the website anymore to look at for YouTube videos. And when you sign in, it's better still because you can view your subscriptions and all that stuff. This same kind of list format, and it's quite good. It's different and it's good, and it's okay. I mean, I have a YouTube app, and I'm kind of on the fence between this and that YouTube app called FoxTube. But in any case, I mean, this YouTube add-on isn't all that bad. There are two add-ons that I would demonstrate if they worked, which would be Netflix BMC and Spotum for Netflix and Spotify respectively. But none of these work with the latest version of Kodi, which is Helix, which is version 14 is called Helix. They named their one of these companies that named
title ready.
Their version and label them. So, as you know, it's open source. So, in a nutshell, that is Kodi. There are a bunch of add-ons. The add-ons are what make it or break it for me. Since I don't use Kodi as a traditional media center, I use it for stuff that I want to get access to. I can't otherwise, by any means or accessibly. Netflix, I used to use Netflix BMC, and it was really good, and you can access stuff almost like the Apple TV, and it was really good when I didn't have an Apple TV. Unfortunately, now it doesn't work, and we no longer have a reliable Netflix add-on, nor do we have a reliable add-on for Spotify. At least not that I've seen. So, it's really good if you want to get. I mean, there's program add-ons like Dropbox. I think I've seen the Sensebase Wizard. I mean, I haven't looked all through that entirely, but I really like this Kodi for what it is. It allows you to get stuff that you couldn't get on the Mac, and it allows you to browse easier, especially like YouTube. Everything is in this list format, and it's easy to get around on like the YouTube website nowadays. So, in a nutshell, that is Kodi, and I'm going to show you how to exit Kodi, the proper way, and then I'm going to show you how after downloading the screen reader and its add-on, or the repository and its add-on, the screen reader add-on, where do you actually put it on the Mac? Because Windows users have it easy with an installer, we don't yet. So I'm going to press escape to back out and back to my home screen.
Window 50 items. Window 5 items. Videos.
And we are back.
Files.
There.
Power options.
We're going to go to power options. We're going to press
window
enter.
Exit.
And there's exit, which will exit the program.
Power off system.
Power off system. I guess if you're, you know, if you're, you don't, if you're, it's late at night, you're done watching TV, you're done, you know, browsing YouTube, and you don't want to go to, you know, the extra steps to turn off your computer, you can just go and hit this option, and it'll turn off your computer, so you don't have to go to the menu bar, to the Apple, and then shut down and all that.
Custom shutdown timer.
Custom shutdown timer. If you're, you know, you can set it to shut down on a timer after a, you know, on a scheduled preset time.
Suspend.
Suspend. I guess it's like it'll put the Mac into hibernate.
Reboot.
And reboot.
Exit.
So I'm gonna press enter on exit. Just exit the program. Don't wanna do anything else.
Window. Home.
And will voiceover come back?
Audio hijack.
Okay, good, it's back.
Finder.
Now, I am going to... Easiest way to do this, because by default, unless you've unhidden it, the library, there is a library folder in your home folder, and they hidden it, they hide it so that, you know, users can't just go into it and start messing with stuff they don't know what's in there. The home folder, if you go to, if you press Command Shift G in the Finder, that is the go to menu.
Go to folder, enter,
and
go to the folder, tilde, slash.
We are going to, it's already in there, it remembers the last folder that you put in there, and that was the right folder, but I'm going to pretend that it doesn't, say that it doesn't, and I'm going to type tilde for the home directory.
Tilde.
Slash library for library. Slash application support.
LPPA.
Slash Kodi.
List view.
And we probably pressed enter, and we are now in the Kodi folder.
Add-ins folder.
And there is an add-ons folder. Now, keep in mind, after you download Kodi for the first time, make sure to open up Kodi for the first time to create this folder, otherwise it won't be in application support. So definitely do that first, and then hit Command Q, and then follow these instructions. So go into this folder by typing what I just typed in to the go to folder dialog. Unless you've unhidden it, then you can browse it at your leisure. But in any case, we're in the Kodi folder, and the first folder that we get to is the add-ons folder. And we open that up by pressing command down arrow, of course.
Open selection, list view.
And
metadata.
We are looking for two folders in here. And for efficiency sake and speed sake, I'm just going to type RU.
RUUK.addon.repository folder.
The RUUK. That add-on, that repository, Ryuk is the developer of the screen reader, that's his username, and he goes by Ryuk, so he called his repository that, and the repository is how you get updates. He'll put the updates to this add-on in the repository. The Kodi will check the repository on each launch of the app, and then download any updates if necessary. And that's what's good about repositories, but you can install add-ons manually, although honestly that's not recommended if they have a repository, because everything will just manage automatically then, provided they update the repository, of course. So there's that. You're gonna download that on the page that I linked to on the Applevis site. And then you are going to also download the add-on itself, and the folder that you're going to extract out of that particular zip file is
metadata.album.universal folder. Metadata.album.universal service.xbmc.tts.
Service.xbmc.tts. That folder you will copy to your downloads file, to your from your downloads folder, put it in to this folder, and with the repository, like that's just the add-on itself. So you, in order to have the add-on, that folder has to be in there. To get automatic updates, you need the repository, and both are found on this site that I'm going to link to on AppleVis. It's a GitHub site, and it's very long. It's not, you know, it's not like, you know, CodyScreamer.net. It's quite long. It's I don't even remember it, but I do have it bookmarked, and I will put it on the AppleVis site for reference. So that's really all there is to it. If anybody has any questions, you can contact me either on Twitter at Orinks, O-R-I-N-K-S, or email me at orinks@icloud.com. If any of you know any other my other email addresses, you can contact me there. You can also contact me on the Mac Visionaries list. I'm on there. I'm also on Mac Access. If you want to like send questions to the list, you can as well, and maybe somebody else might contribute. So, for me, Josh, this has been a wonderful podcast. Cody is definitely a really enjoyable app to use with this add-on, a screen reader that's, you know, constantly being updated. Not daily, but pretty actively updated and bugs fixed. So this is a wrap on my second podcast, and I hope that there will be many more. Bye, everybody.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.